The MacArthur Foundation has given its genius grants to several locals, including a University of Pennsylvania physicist and an Allentown jazz saxophonist. WHYY's Marielle Segarra tracked down some geniuses from past years to find out what life is like after the shock wears off.
Drexel University's John Rich got the MacArthur Award in 2006 for his work studying the impact of trauma, violence, and adversity on young people in cities. Like other recipients, Rich had no idea the award was coming.
When the MacArthur Foundation suddenly shined this light on the work, it got a different platform. People's ears were opened up to hear it in a different way. I feel tremendously grateful.
He's had some time to get used to all the attention. Other recent recipients, not so much.
I've had about 14 days off since I got the MacArthur.
That's Jacob Saul, a history professor at the University of Southern California. He taught at Rutgers Camden when he got the no strings attached $500,000 award in 2011. At the time, he told WHYY he was going to move to Greece for a few months, read books, and watch the sunset.
I worked 18-hour days for months and months and months. I'm still on the ongoing book tour. I haven't had a moment to breathe. I'm going to Greece not on vacation, but to present my work to Greek business leaders and to the Greek government.
Saul says he's honored by all the attention and happy about his new job that pays better. But he feels like he's constantly trying to live up to people's expectations.
Whenever I give a paper, whenever I present something or write something, I feel such pressure that it has to be up to snuff because, you know, there are always people in the audience shaking their heads and going, this guy didn't deserve it.
For WHYY, I'm Marielle Segarra.